Are we rolling?
Yeah, we're rolling.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, we're going.
Yeah. Let's just
we were just talking right about how lucky you all are to have me and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, I asked if we were rolling because Waleed bailed on you last night.
I did not bail.
Waleed is a huge Canadian actor.
No. I was an extra in a show and then we had to move.
You got bumped
for
him being
Oh, okay, because you were on set.
Yeah,
you were working.
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
Yeah. Working a real job.
Those background jobs, like, you got to be there.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. And they're like, some of those shows, it's make or break, you know?
If you're not there, the whole production crumbles.
Exactly. Then the AI thing gets involved, and I don't even want to touch it. Yeah. So sorry for pushing it back.
No, it's totally fine. Yeah.
What was the role that you pushed back for? Oh, the background?
Hot dog vendor number 6?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no. It makes sense. And I'm glad I rearranged
I had like one or two lines.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, she just said she rearranged her life.
I just like rearranged my life for you to be like hot dog vendor number 6, but like it's totally fine.
Yeah. I mean, once you see the scene,
oh,
too,
so good.
It's so
let's pull it up, man. Guys. Can we pull
it's,
the
they're out. Editing
yeah,
it?
It's
they're
Canadian.
It's coming
so
out.
You'll
see they're here. So fucking slow, the Canadians.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elise Patton.
That's right.
On
that's
the pod
right.
today.
Episode
83. Could have been 81.
Yeah, well, the acting thing.
Yeah. All vendor thing. It's all good, though.
It's great.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Coming through.
You're
thank
under
you.
The Friday Beers umbrella. Are you employed by
yes,
Friday Beers?
I am.
Okay. How much is the...
Yeah, is it equal pay?
How's the pay? Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah, I'll tell you. We can talk numbers. Right now, we're just kind of battle contract negotiations. We can get into kind of the nitty gritty.
Damn.
It's fair. It's great.
Good.
And you get PTO.
What?
Yeah.
Why are you so
interested?
I don't know if I'm there enough to. Yeah, I'm like asking them about like maternity leave. Yeah. they're like, we have not said that. You're the first female employee of this company. Like, we have no idea what that means. I wouldn't even know. I'm there like a little less. I'm there like 3 days a week. So
nice.
Yeah.
You're the second to last of the Friday Beers crew we've not had or had on. So
okay,
we haven't had on Chet.
Okay.
And then what was his buddy with the tattoos still?
Billy,
yes.
Yeah, no, it's fair. I wouldn't have them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Okay,
cool.
Yeah.
We cut it off from here.
Yeah, perfect.
After this.
We've had Will and Russ.
I'm glad I was able to be here and tell you that you should not have them.
Thank you.
Cut it off right there.
Nice. Yeah.
How did you get the Friday Beers employment?
You know what? I was like doing sketches with them maybe like 2 years ago, like was the first I had like a small cameo, maybe similar to Hot Dog Vendor number 6. I had like a small, we were doing something together. I think just like through online, found each other or something. And then I went in and did that. And I remember being like, oh my God, these guys are so fucking funny. I like hope that I can do more stuff with them. And then, then months later, called me in for something else. And then now... Yeah, I feel like we were kind of having like almost a trial period, like seeing if we all work well together and everything.
Yeah.
And now, you know, it's heaven.
Hell
so,
yeah,
it's great.
So is it like you do just skits there and you're doing like writing for it mainly? Or are you like, what is the day to day at Friday Beers basically is what you
piss
do?
Shit.
Well, there you go. And there's actually an NDA, so I can't really. It's all different. I mean, there's like short form stuff, long form stuff, like table reads every week for the YouTube. Because the YouTube is like, I don't know. I mean, those sketches are like, I think, top notch and everyone puts in like a lot of work for those.
Your Google Pixel sketch is one of the most amazing things ever.
Oh my
God. It's really, really good.
Thank you. Everyone will put the link below. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. In the description.
And so it's like a little bit of everyone's always kind of working on YouTube ideas. And then you get together and work on, you know, short form things. Like you want to post a couple short form things every week and whatever. So it's a lot of like writing, collaborating, whatever. And it's been, it's been great.
Yeah. You just had your first live improv with the crew yesterday?
Yeah, last night. Yeah.
How was it?
It was great. It's so fun. I'm like from the sketch, like live show background. So that was really fun for me. Like, we've only done, like, obviously, like, online stuff together and everything. So it was so fun to, like, be able to bring some of those sketches, you know, out to the crowd. And I felt, like, a little crazy because I was like, guys, we need to, like, print scripts and have the live show order in the back. And they were like, what is this? Whatever. But I really think it helped.
iPad and
I was like, and let's just, like, be loud. We just need to speak up. Like, like my theater background. I'm like, people in the fifth row, like, they need to be able to hear you. But it was so fun. I'm excited to do more. I think it'll be good to, like, tweak it. And then we have Moon Tower in a couple weeks. So it'll be great.
Nice.
Yeah.
So the improv world, like, you just said that you prepped for it, but, like, improv isn't just total, like, you just make it up. You make it up on the spot, but your characters are built into the writing ideas beforehand, right?
It really depends. Like, I started The Groundlings, and that it's all very, like, character-based. So, like, when you're doing anything in a scene, it's supposed to be from a character perspective. So, you know, you're supposed to kind of come on stage as a character, or, like, build it kind of in the moment. But then anything you're reacting to, like, what I like about how they do things is it's a very, like, acting approach. Like, you're supposed to be listening as the character and then respond, so that even if, like, the scene sucks, it's like you're playing really funny characters on stage who would, like, react actually real to something.
Yeah.
So that kind of stuff, you know, it in my kind of training, it's supposed to be character based. But then, you know, the way that we write sketches there, you know, I think I'm bringing a little bit more of that thing. Like, even, like, Gussie Capri from Google Pixel was, like, a character that I've been kind of working on. And so then bringing that to, like, an actual sketch, it's just different, like, online versus not. But I mean, improv, it also can be just, like, whatever on the spot. I know, like, different when, like, I've taken classes at UCB, it's a little different. It's everyone has their, like, their different thing. But sketch is very much like you're creating, like, a, you know, a bum, 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 like, in and out, three page. Yeah. Thing with characters.
Was improv the first thing you did, like, when you were, I'm gonna start doing this?
LMU, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I came out here in, like, 2014, and I started at the Groundlings, and that was all, like, for a long time in Groundlings, like, the first couple levels and everything, it's all improv. There's, like, no writing until you kind of get into the other levels, like, writing lab and advanced lab and blah, blah, blah.
Psychology, damn. Yeah, like,
and then you pay $83. No, literally, like, it's so expensive. Like, it is. Like, it's basically, like, a pyramid scheme. And then you, like, get to the top, and, like, even if you're bad, they finally cut you once you've paid, like, $20,000. But it, yeah, no, it's like, now I'm, like, realizing I'm in a cult. Like, in this moment, I'm realizing I'm in a cult.
Tom Cruise is at the end for some reason.
Yeah, I'm like, and Tom is amazing. Yeah. You guys are like, Tom Cruise? It actually is, like, and then you pay that level, and then you give blood at level 4, which was my favorite part. So
private meetings,
yeah,
with Tom.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yes, right? And yeah, if you go full frontal, you get $600 back from what you get.
Oh,
so yeah, it's amazing. It's such an awesome organization. And then, yeah, I love it. The rituals are, like, fun too. Like, you do push-ups in the ocean and kind of stuff like that. It's awesome.
Just waterboarding.
Yeah.
When I dated this guy in college and he was, like, rushing this fraternity, and I just could not, like, he was like, no, like, it's fun though. Like, it's fun. And he was like, didn't sleep for, like, 3 weeks, was actually doing push-ups in the ocean, like, had to eat a goldfish, and he's like, these are my brothers. I was like,
I'll die for my brothers.
I was like, is everyone okay? Like, this is insane.
It's not the Friday Beers crew at all.
No,
right?
So no.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Total 180. Yeah. From
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Oh, HR's the one setting up all the hazing.
Were you guys in a fraternity? Did you guys do that at all? No.
No, I didn't go to college.
College education?
This guy was in a fraternity. Yeah. You kind of give.
What the fuck is that supposed to be?
You're out there right now.
You're giving, like, cool.
Oh, what's up?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Other than that, no. You're very nerdy.
What do you went to college?
I went to Long Beach State.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Just want to pan the room for education.
Oh, yeah. Graduated. Yeah. You should ask him.
Yeah, I heard. Oh, no.
I went to orientation.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
College?
Yeah, I went through the trouble of pledging a fraternity.
Oh, yeah, you were a fucking frat guy.
Yeah, and then it was really expensive, and I got a big internship, and so the guys were like, you know, younger. I transferred in,
yeah,
and the guys were younger than me that were like the pledge masters, and they're like, Hell Week is going to be fucking awful. You guys are going to be sleeping in the basement. And after the big pitch, I had to go up and be like, hey, man, that sounds really scary, but I just got a huge career opportunity. I have a very short amount of time here at UCLA. I got to make the most of it. So peace out.
You're like, that sounds amazing. That seems really instrumental for, like, your life and your career. But I need to take this opportunity.
Wait, so you dropped out?
Yeah, it was way too expensive. I just wasn't into it. No, I just dropped out of the fraternity.
Oh.
I
was you didn't pay Tom Cruise. Yeah. That was where you
I
could
have. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah. I still was asked to do full frontal, and I didn't get
it. It's weird. That was
that.
A you
yeah.
thing. That's just
that
a you thing.
On me. I should have yeah. crossed
take
my
it, take
on
it as
that.
A compliment for real.
Yeah,
seriously.
Thank you.
For real. I do think they would be fun, though. Like, I'm not someone who's like, I wasn't in a sorority. Like, I'm like, I couldn't afford it. Like, I would have. Like, you got to go to parties all the time. Like, there's paid, like, open bar. Like, this. Like, it sounds amazing.
Yeah, the sorority life was. Yeah, I was just about to say, the sorority life is way better than fraternity life, I would say, just because my wife was in a sorority at Cal State Fullerton.
Mm.
And I got to experience, like, just, like, the parties.
So she's hot.
Yeah, she's hot as hell.
Okay.
Yeah, but I got to experience the parties, and they were really fun because they were associated with the fraternities around Fullerton. But yeah, it was great. It was a great time. But I'm glad she didn't do any hazing or anything like that. Like, her hazing was just like, I don't know.
Her hazing is like basically their like week where you have to wear like matching t-shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like be pretty. It's like being a woman, all of being a woman growing up is the hazing process for a sorority.
They had to like wake up and make brunch for each other.
Yeah, yeah.
After being hungover. That was like basically their hazing.
Yeah.
That
I think all of being in a sorority is probably hazing in and of itself. Yeah.
All these cameras, ladies and gentlemen. Hey guys, we're taking a quick break to thank the sponsor of today's episode, Earnin. They say time waits for no one, and neither should payday. To keep your money moving in the direction of your dreams, get Earnin. Every camera, Earnin, look. Earnin, Waleed. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day, or up to $750 per pay period.
Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck.
Man, weekend's coming up.
Oh,
we're filming on a Friday.
Yeah, and I get paid bi-weekly.
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah, monthly.
Oh, you poor thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wouldn't you like some money to have? Because we're going out tomorrow.
I know. My paycheck doesn't come until next week.
How am I going to pay the bar tab? With earning. Oh, baby. Having $100 just to spend on some willy-nilly drinks.
Shots, baby.
Oh, baby, for the whole bar.
No, it's not.
All right.
Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store.
Yeah, buddy. When you download the Earnin app, type in Zach and Waleed under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. Zach and Waleed under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Thanks, Earnin.
How would you rank, you did Groundlings, but how would you rank it with like Nerdist, or like was Groundlings like the fucking king of like improv, or I don't know?
You know, I feel like everyone has their different thing. Like so many of my good friends. Yeah, yeah. So many of my good friends are like Groundling people or UCB people, and it's just, I feel like it's whatever you sometimes start taking first when you get out here.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, this is my kingdom. Like, this is the best way to do it.
Is there anyone like UCB or I'll die?
Oh, yeah.
There's like
people
thing,
are
right?
very, yeah, people are very one way or the other. It is very different for sure, but I think it's good to do it all because you also are going to be in shows with people who have like been in different, you know,
yeah.
Things.
Are people racist towards other?
People are racist everywhere in America. If you haven't heard,
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Let me actually tell you about racism. I'm going to talk to you.
How does it work again?
I'm going to talk to you. That's what I came here to talk about.
How was your time at LMU?
It was great. It was really gorgeous. I mean, it's just a lot of drinking and, you know, like being in an improv group, which is like really kind of embarrassing. And yeah.
Before LMU, did you do any other improv, like at high school, like comedy sports?
No, I went to school in Roanoke, Virginia, and my graduating class was 27 people. So like they like didn't know what that was.
Yeah.
Like,
that
my mom
small group.
Oh no, yeah.
Yeah.
They probably thought you were so weird, like, why is she trying to be so funny like all the fucking time? Like
yeah, no. It was like no one thought I was too. So they were like, what is she doing?
What's this character bit? Character bit? No.
No. Like I always like what brings me back down to earth. Where are your families from?
From the Bay.
I'm from Jersey.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're not in the industry at all. Like, in,
no, God,
they're
no.
not as famous as us.
No,
no,
no.
No, my God. Oh my God. No, thank you for doing that. No, yeah, my family. Like, I always, it's good, a good reminder when, like, my mom doesn't know what, like, Poor Things is, and I'm like, if I'm ever like, I didn't get that role or I didn't whatever, she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. It's like brings you. I think it's important to have family that doesn't do.
You have to get grounded.
Yeah. He had to lie to his mom about not graduating because his career else outside of like. Schooling was doing really well. Like, you were what, like, Mark?
I didn't lie. I was just extending
the truth.
The truth, yes.
Yeah. You're extending your post graduation date.
Yes. I mean, it did get to the point where I had my buddies over, and then my mom would be like, "So, how's school?" And I'd tell my buddies beforehand, I was like, "Don't say fucking shit."
Wait, so was it the whole time you were in college she didn't know? Or?
No, I was like, I transferred. I went to Long Beach State orientation, and then.
Bought some merch.
Yeah, and then
bought some grad merch.
Yeah. I got you know what it was? I got like some random gigs. Like everything else started taking off, or whatever. And then I think the day I told her was when Zach graduated, mm-hmm. and she's like, "So when are you gonna graduate like Zach? I'm so proud of him." And I was like, I think
you asked to borrow my cap and gown.
Oh yeah,
stop.
Yeah, dude.
You were in deep.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. But now I guess she still kind of gets it. She thinks eventually I might go to school.
Still?
Yeah. Like out of like
how many years in was this that she?
This is like probably 3 years, I think. Right.
Yeah. So she just thought you were at college.
Yeah, she just thought I was doing school. I was like taking less classes because other shit was getting busier.
How do you rebuild that trust?
It's gone.
I think it was money. It was money. Yeah.
You paid your mom just to.
Yeah.
Paid your mom
well, I helped. Money? I helped her.
Oh.
Yeah. And like, you pay so much for school. It really is insane. If you're not getting a lot from it, like, it is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
To pay now like $70,000 sometimes for school.
It wasn't worth it.
That's crazy. Yeah. To take like Jainism and like modern dance. Or that was just me.
But you know what? Funny that you mentioned. I saw my uncle last week, and he was like, "How's life?" I'm like, "Oh, it's good. You know, I'm doing this." He's like, "So when are you gonna finish up school, man?"
Damn.
Yeah, no, that's all.
My uncle's
about.
Like hardcore, strict engineering. Go to school, do this, whatever. Right?
He has his degree.
Yeah, and I keep telling him, like, dude, I don't think I'm ever gonna go to school or whatever. Right? He's like, "No, this is not the way, dude. You cannot, like, no. Like, he's like, "I'll pay for it. Is it a money issue? I'll pay for your schooling."
Yeah, schooling nowadays is just like, I feel like it's a background kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, it's not really whatever.
They just don't teach the stuff I want to learn.
I wish it was free.
Taxes.
That's the thing is, I do think it should be free because I didn't mind. Like, I did actually like learning random things that I would have never taken classes on, and like world religions and this and that, and like all these things that were really cool, but it's so expensive for learning things that simply I don't need to. Like, I was like, this is cool to now know this, but it's so expensive.
Yeah.
I think socially, I think if you're in a frat or a sorority, I think there's something there.
That was the only thing I really got from graduating is just like fine tuning my like accomplishment skills, like, oh, finish it, like get the mindset of like, oh, you can do that extra further step of like accomplishing and finishing something. That was basically what I got from it. I have a psych degree, but I'm obviously not doing anything with that, so
you know.
Yeah,
I think that's I think that's powerful in and of itself.
Thank you so much.
And the thing is, I think it would have been more of a problem if I was just like fucking around, you know, and not going to school.
Yeah,
I would get my mom's like frustration, but I was like working, I was doing stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you were crushing it.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't like fucking pissing and shit in Hype House.
Yeah.
No, I was like meeting all the people that now, like, then you collaborate with later too. Like, that was where I met all my friends who they were all, you know, kind of doing the same thing.
I met Kenny from Saddleback.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. He and I grew up around each other in Orange County. That was back. I had a friend that became big on Vine, and he was like, "Oh, you should check out this app." And then I met Waleed at community college, and I was like, "Dude, you should check out this app." And then you fucking took off with that shit.
Kenny's the one who showed me Vine.
Wow.
Yeah, I owe my whole career to Kenny.
Do you regret it?
I feel like
every moment,
showing
every
him
day.
That. Yeah.
Actually, the reason why I made so much money and have so much success was due to Kenny.
Shouldn't you be the corner guy?
Yeah. Fuck that.
Actually, that's why anyone listening to this podcast right now, we're paying for your college. While he's paying for your college today.
Leave a comment and we'll pay for it.
Yeah. Send us a tab.
No, but genuinely, he was the one who, like, I remember the day. He's like, "You should check this out."
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
you should drop out of college, dude.
Yeah.
And don't tell your mom.
He's really
I do remember that.
He's really upset with you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I guess I'll give you something.
Anyways, we can start at 15% and work our way up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you dealing with recognition in public? Do you get people stopping you?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, you're the Google Pixel girl.
Oh, my God. Google, you're Android.
Oh, I have a ball here.
I will say when I just went on my bachelorette to Nashville, and that is like my crew is like at shopping mall, like shopping places, like people spending money on things they shouldn't, and like bars, like are the my followers where you can find them. So anytime I'm like out shopping, I see some gals, and then like, of course, Nashville, like the most annoying people on the planet, like partying and like being at other bachelorette parties, like in Nashville. And so there was one, I heard like, Gussie!
Oh shit!
I mean, I'm just like with my friends. They're like, I think she's talking to you. I think that's Gussie Capri. But no, I mean, it is fun. Like, I feel like what's cool about it that you don't ever think of when the internet wasn't a thing that you could pop off on or whatever is that, you know, you would just be, at least for me, like I would, you know, book a movie or have a show, and then you do a bunch of those, and then you're whatever. So now it's cool because people like know you in a weird way.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know, some people get creeped out by like people think like they know me and they come up in public. I'm like, I think it's fun. They're like, wait, Elise, how did that go that you had blah blah blah? And I'm like, let me tell you, like, it doesn't freak me out at all. I think it's really fun.
Yeah. Your friends are like, oh, we got to continue on the bachelorette weekend. Oh, yeah. Like, no, I have to talk about with Gussie. And
yeah. Like, nice. Come on. No. Yeah. I think it's really fun. But,
that's cool.
It's cooler when you're around people, too. Like, I think with my mom, I get recognized. I'm like, oh, yes.
No. And I'm like, I promise I'm doing
that. Yeah.
People know me. They're like, how much money are you making? Like, but people know me, though, and that's what matters. She's like, I don't want to keep paying for your rent. I'm like,
you keep asking the person to take a picture with you for validation.
Yeah. I'm like, do you want a picture? Do you want a picture?
She'll take it.
No, that's my worst nightmare. I actually like was, I don't know, hammered a couple weeks ago. And then like I was out and my fiance Eric like said, I was like, oh my God, did I do anything weird or did I whatever? He's like, yeah, like someone came up and like knew you and you just kept asking them if they wanted a picture with you over and over. And I was like, that is my word. I thought he was serious for a second. I was like, no. No, you're joking. He's like, no, at least obviously not. But like, can you imagine? I'm like, no, but you want a picture. You do. An actual nightmare.
At one of my old gigs, that my boss was like the king of power moves. And then we'd be out sometimes and people would be like, hey, well, you can grab a picture. I'm like, yeah, he'll take it for us. Go ahead.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, my boy. Don't worry about him. Yeah.
That's amazing.
My lackey.
That reminds me of anytime we got in an Uber, I would hop in like, and I would tell the Uber driver, I was like, oh, you got the best fucking guy. This guy tips the best. Oh, and then the Uber driver just like fixes the mirror. He's like, yeah. And Wally's like, fucking shit.
Oh, that's so.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
With the tipping in Ubers, I'm like, if the second I have a connection with you, it's game over. I'm like, oh, just don't speak otherwise, because then I'll just go on my road and then it won't, you know. But if it's going to pop up and say, do you want a tip? And I know like your kids' names, like, well, I have to tip you.
His name is fucked up. Yeah.
It's like, come on.
So how was your bachelorette weekend? Please walk us through all the fun activities that you did.
You know, for your sake, I won't do that, but I will. I'm like, so then we did the pedal tour. It's like, think of every stereotypical thing you could do in Asher. Like, we did it. But it was great. It was like, actually, I was a little overwhelmed because it was 15 of us.
Damn.
Which is insane. It's like hard when you're like so popular. Yeah, but I had like girlfriends of mine from high school, and then Eric has three sisters. I have two sisters. So like I just wanted to have everyone included.
Yeah, true.
And so there was like no one that I could be like, no.
Is there 15 people standing with you too?
No, but like there's 11 bridesmaids. So there are quite a bit. Yeah. And people are like,
no judgment. Sorry.
The Friday guys are always like, wait, what's like a normal amount? And I'm like 5 to 8. And they're like, Elise, that's insane. But I think it's like, I don't know. I just feel like you should do whatever you want. Yeah. No, it's going to be. And like Erica's like 5. So it's not lined up at all. But okay. I mean,
wait, 5 versus 11?
I think he has like, maybe 6 now, maybe 7.
Nice.
But he has not. No,
crazy
we're not
weekend yet. He met one dude.
He's just like at this point, like, hey, man, he's at Verizon Wireless.
My numbers a little bit.
Yeah. He's at the gym like, what are you doing on that weekend? But it was fun. It was really cool to see, like, you're married, right?
Yeah.
No, you're not married, no, right? Just kind of wanted to double check on that.
Engaged.
Engaged. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Engaged king.
Thank you. Yeah, I haven't done the Bachelor weekend, though. Maybe I'll do Nashville.
Yeah, we invited, by the way, to your, are yeah. we... What's the deal?
Do that?
Oh, yeah. That's so
after
brutal.
After all the Vine situation that you just talked about, I think
I should at least be there.
Your bachelorette looks so fun.
Wait, oh my God. Thank you so much.
I might just take the roadmap of what you did.
I'll send you my itinerary.
Okay, thank you.
I'll send you it.
Kenny's in a white gown, like, pedaling, like, on the
No, literally. What's so funny is I was telling them about the pedal tour, and the Friday guys were in Nashville like a while back, and they said that they had the same guy who like led our group. And I was talking about this guy who was like actually made for this job. Like he had like a muscle tank that was like hit both nipples out, and then like drinking, like I didn't even know they had the size of the Monster Energy that he had. And he was like pouring ice on himself. Like he's doing like kind of a striptease situation. And all of them were like, that was our guy. We had the exact same guy. And I was like, good to know he's still out here fucking killing it.
Working hard.
And he was like, this is the best. Someone asked like, do you like your job? He was like, this is my dream job. I was like, I'm so happy for him.
Yes. How, do you have a, what's it called? Best man before?
Bridesmaid.
Do you have one? Did you pick one yet?
Oh, maid of honor.
Yeah, maid of honor. Yes.
I have two sisters, so they're just both like doing it together. Cause it's like, what am I gonna pick?
Oh,
one?
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
And I could have picked one, but I had them both do it. You know,
were there other options besides Nashville for your bachelorette? Cause I did Colorado.
Fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Another quick question on that: did you pay for anything?
Ooh.
Oh, let's yeah.
Because I had an issue.
Yeah.
I paid for like my flight, and then whenever I could, I would like go get a like I would get a round of shots or I would get a round of drinks. But really, my friends are the best. Like they wouldn't let me pay for anything.
Yeah.
And I know that when I go to theirs, I mean, this is controversial. I know everyone's all like, whatever about like you shouldn't have a bachelorette party, and I do believe like you shouldn't have a bachelorette party in Greece. Like that's insane.
That's fucked up.
That's unless like people want to like go to Greece and like but whatever. But I think that's crazy. But I was like very much told everyone from the beginning, like also if like you can't afford it or don't want to come, like please don't.
Yeah.
But they all were like, we're all so close that I know when their thing rolls around. We do the same thing for birthdays. Like people were talking about, I saw someone say that they had a crazy take that like on your birthday, when you go to your birthday dinner, you should pay for everyone.
Yeah, I agree.
On your birthday,
no,
you
I
think,
agree.
What?
Yeah. That's insane.
I agree with that. You want everyone to have a good time.
You're gonna just, happy birthday to you. You have to pay $2,000.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I mean, I would throw if I'm throwing like a dinner, whatever, right?
Yeah,
everyone just come have fun and then.
But the pyramid.
Yeah, but you're
scheme,
rich then.
The pyramid scheme. You start low and everyone divvies out.
I think it's culturally.
Yeah, maybe
I think
it
they
is.
Divide is cultural.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if I'm gonna have a birthday thing, I know that when I show up, they're not going to let me pay. And then when it all ends up circling around, because then on there, yeah,
man.
Guys, please. don't have my purse on me. Like, I'm like, please. But then on their birthday.
Saw you leave without your purse.
You're standing up. No, please.
But then on their birthday, it circles around and then they, you know, then I would pay for that. So it ends up all circling around. But yeah, I only paid for like, they paid for it. Then they all split the Airbnb and stuff. It was really, really nice.
Nice.
Yeah, it was cool. But, I mean,
if you
so
do
many
Greece or some shit, you have to also pay for everything.
Greece is fucked.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Especially for a party. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The wedding, yeah, that's fine. But a party for it?
It's
a
tricky.
Big ask.
Because we did, so Zach had a bachelor
extravaganza. Go ahead.
And he like paid for everything for himself too. But I thought the guy wasn't supposed to pay.
What did I pay for? I don't remember.
Remember in the beginning, they were like, we're tallying everything up.
Yeah.
And
okay.
They were like, all right, Zach, you owe this much. I was like, what?
Yeah, so at the end of the weekend, we had like the split app or whatever.
Oh,
that
God.
Everyone
that app is like a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was just like Sunday scaries just coming all right back to you. And we were divvying it up. And then like I was talking to my wife at the time, fiance at the time. And I was like, is this like supposed to happen? And she was like, no, for my bachelorette, like everyone paid for me and shit like that. So I started to pay. And then like I asked my best man and he was like, oh, wait, no, you're good.
That's nice. Yeah.
So it was all good. It worked out.
It's like a weird, tricky thing because also you've never like gotten married before. You've never done these weird trips, like
yeah.
I think it depends, but it's nice if you have good friends who are like, you know, I think that's nice to,
yeah,
for them. They were all like, Elise, no, like they would like wouldn't let me buy a drink, and also people like buy you drinks at the bar, so half the time
did
it
you
just,
do
it
the
wasn't
Venmo
even
thing on your story where people
I didn't I like I thought about it, but I was like, I don't
know.
You'd
be a millionaire.
We got, for my sister's sake, we got a lot of like the little gifts. Cause you know, girls, like it's a nightmare. Like they do like gift bags and like customized things. And like, it's like, and if you don't have that, like it's psycho now. Like it's like, people are like, where's my thing with like my fucking letter on it? It says like Bride Squad. And it's like
you
a
have
true nightmare.
Penis style everything. Across. And if you don't, you're not.
Like, how much money are these fuckers making all that shit?
Oh,
dude, yeah, it's crazy.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Sorry, what is the Venmo thing? I don't think I know what this is.
It's like, pee on a shot. Get Zach a shot, and then you Venmo me like $5 or whatever, and then, yeah.
I will say, people do that whenever I cars. See those, I do like.
I try to. There is a high school friend of mine. I haven't talked to her in ages, and I just wanted to send something just because I thought like it would be funny and fun to do. But I realized like post after I didn't do it. I was like, I feel like that'd be really weird. Like I haven't talked to this person in 10 years, and I was like,
I think that's kind of sweet. You're like, okay, if my random like math lab guy I'd be like, hell yeah, good to know. Good to know he's got some cash.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's another thing too. It's just like it'd be a waste of money. I haven't talked to this person in ages. I just thought it'd be funny if I just sent them like $10 just to have a good time. But yeah, I haven't talked to him in a while. Didn't do it. But yeah.
They started watching this for some reason. What the fuck? Matches the description.
Can you walk us through your wedding plan now? Because I can help you out. If you want some help, I can help you.
No, this is the worst wedding I've ever.
Whoa, dude. It was really simple.
You're
easy.
Like, don't listen to his tips.
Line for the bar, way too long.
What?
Music bad.
That was stop it.
Are you being serious?
No,
the dance floor was so
fun. That was fun. Oh my God.
What a nightmare. If you're like, it was really a bad wedding. Dude, it was really bad. That would be insane.
No, yours is good. Yours had fun.
It was a great time.
Yours was like the second white wedding I've ever been to.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And it was better than the first one that you went to.
No, the first one was sick.
Oh.
It's hard to tell them. It's hard to tell white weddings apart. Let's just say.
Yeah.
They're all.
I noticed the theme though. They're all kind of like.
Mine was the Hispanic fusion.
Yeah. Oh yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a great time. Kenny, you remember?
Yeah, it sounds really fun.
Yeah,
dude.
See?
Oh, I remember that when I'm making my list for the Bachelor weekend.
We weren't friends at the time.
Sure, we weren't friends. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Sorry about that.
No, that oh my God. I do think there's like a formula. It's kind of like watching The Bachelor or something. There's like this. And then they have the cardboard cutout that says like, welcome to the wedding of Sarah. And you know, it's all of that. And I keep trying to not fall into the trap. And then I see something. I'm like, that's pretty cute. And then I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Happening. And everyone thinks they can do like unique things I'm doing at my wedding. Yeah. Like people put those on TikTok. Now everyone's doing that unique thing.
Yeah.
Like, God.
Not unique anymore.
No, it's tough. It's we're getting close. It's June. We're getting married in June. So it's pretty soon. And in Virginia.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's been truly an absolute nightmare to plan from here to be a bit stuff back there.
Yeah.
But I have friends getting married soon. So I'm going back in town and we're just like knocking like shit out. We have to do like tasting. I also feel like just like tasting some shit.
food? Oh, no, it's like tasting food and everything, right?
Yeah,
it literally is.
Yeah, the taste of food?
Yeah.
It's like we're doing the cake because my mom had to go and do the food taste because we couldn't be there. Wait, that's fun.
It was really fun. Unique TikTok idea.
Hey.
Your mom has a different palate than you. What if?
I know. It's actually
spicy.
It's really like devastating.
She's spicy.
It's Roanoke, Virginia. They're not making anything spicy. They have like, it's like chicken sandwiches and like, you know, whatever. But we'll see. I do feel like it's insane. Like, I feel like a child. Like, I always still feel like I'm 17 or something. And they're like, I had to have a meeting with a DJ. Like, what is my business doing that? Like, I sit down on a Zoom call, like me, Elise, and it's a man who's DJed like 10,000 weddings, and I'm like, so, you DJ? It's like, he's like,
what makes you qualify?
Like, I didn't even think like, what do I ask this man? Like, I'm like, I don't know. He seems fine. They're playing like Build Me Up Buttercup, and like, it's like, what can go wrong? And he's like, yeah, I've DJed weddings, and I'm like, yeah, it was really nice to meet you. It was awesome. I was like,
yeah, so I can mix songs.
Whoa! Yeah. Damn!
heard the Zoom calls? This?
I can press the fuck out of a play button.
Yeah. Have you ever heard this sound effect?
Please.
Fuck, you're qualified as fuck.
And he had that voice, you know, it was like, and the first dance. Let's get them out for the first dance. And I like just, we talked for maybe 4 minutes and I like told my wedding planner, I'm like, he was amazing. I'm obsessed with him. He's the one. And now God knows how the music is going
to
be at the wedding.
I would love to emcee a wedding.
Your voice emceeing a wedding?
No, that'd be fun.
I think you'd
what
be
was
great
the co- What was the hate comment that you got? It sounds like you're underwater in a plastic bag.
And he has socks in his mouth.
That's the voice. That's the voice people want at their wedding.
Yeah. I'll be hyped up. Yeah, come on.
Dude, you hyping up? Can you say, now, Zach and Tatiana, your first dance?
All right, everybody. Fuck, shit.
Yeah, why do you you sound hungover?
That was good.
Shit.
That was good.
No, I feel like you have your, like, if you have your same jokes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now introducing the Garcias.
Oh, that's
what I call them,
good.
The sponsors. Ooh.
Hell
trash.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrendous.
I'll work on it.
I love that.
What about now for your first dance, Zach and his mom, Julie?
Fiend.
How would you introduce if someone did the garter thing where they have to reach up the woman's skirt?
Ooh.
Oh.
What's that called? Garter
toss. Are you
toss.
Doing that?
No, absolutely not. I'm not a slut who wants my grandmother to see me have a man in between my knees. I'll tell you that right
for
now.
My favorite part of the wedding, sexual assault.
Oh!
They're like, get him out of here. Get him out of here.
Fiend.
DJ out of here.
What's another one?
God.
Now for the cake cutting. And then you have to narrate where they slap in each other's faces as well.
Which means marriage is doomed.
Yeah.
Oh, is that real?
Oh, you never seen that?
Mm.
Where they cut up the cake and then they just fucking throw it on
I saw that like birthdays and shit. I don't know if they do that.
No, yeah, that's
really?
That's a wedding
too.
It's
crazy, but they do.
And then they like slam it in there.
What the fuck, for real?
White
the groom
weddings,
is like,
baby.
And dunked.
Yeah, you've never watched America's Funniest Home Videos, clearly, because that was like half of the clips.
Oh, I love Tom Bergeron.
Yeah, dude, I think that was it. Yeah.
I want to see more of AFTV. That is my exact type of humor.
Yeah, I don't
want
to see no more fucking, was it Rob Dyrdek ridiculousness?
It's so funny, like when I get those, you've seen like the TikTok AFTV things? Like,
yes.
They have like, they just put it on TikTok now.
Yes.
I actually like stay and watch like the whole fucking thing.
People like falling off slides. Or, like, it's always people like in a tube on some side of the river.
Yeah.
Like coming down from God knows where, and then like they like body slam into this like shallow pond of water.
But
and
I'll
like,
watch the whole goddamn thing.
And you know what? That's where I'm getting married. So.
Remember when they used to put like Tom's face on clips too, and it was like really bad, like stop motion or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like that was like the OG meme edit.
That's OG AI.
Yeah, I feel like he invented the meme edit.
Nice.
Yeah. I love him. I love him so much.
We go
much.
Back to your wedding.
I mean,
unless you want
to. No. I mean, I'm trying to think. Like,
I just want to like walk you. I want to relive this moment that I went through.
The thing is, my favorite part about it all is how inexpensive it has been. And every step of the way, no hidden costs. No,
yep.
It is disgusting. And the thing is, I have like, I didn't know. Okay. I'm really, I hate talking about money. Like I'm really bad at it. And Eric, it's like his thing. And I'll give him like 4 minutes. I'm like, okay. Talk about it now. He's like, okay, your taxes are due and you're behind on this. And I'm like, okay, can that's
heard of crypto?
That's enough. And the wedding shit is like insane. Like I had the budget. We had set a budget and then like I found out how much the venue costs. And that was like the budget.
The budget,
And I was like, okay. So in Eric's mind, he's like, oh, so we have to go with a different venue. And I'm like, no, so we increase then we would increase the budget. And he's like, do you realize that's not the way a budget works? And I'm like, so that's been a whole thing. Then it was at a certain number. And then I'm like, hey, I had forgotten that I want these embroidered tablecloths. And he's like, so there's actually no room in the budget for that. So what are we going to take out? And I said, how about we would increase the budget, I think. And he's like, you are not understanding how bad. So that's been a little stressful.
Dude, I think also wedding margins, they just make up. There's no math behind the prices. I truly believe they just make up whatever.
Do you? Mm-hmm. But I'm going to just say the tablecloths. I'm going to sound like your fiance, Eric.
not gonna matter.
I know.
Man.
I know. Right, and we, right, we have right. cut them.
Okay, cool.
Here's what I wanted. I wanted the checkerboard dance floor because I'm the nice. Basic
yeah,
bitch.
You need nice. You need checkerboard dance.
And like, yeah. It's like $5,000.
No, oh.
It's insane. Like shit, like that. Where I'm like,
and we don't need it.
Like, I it's truly bonkers. And like, I think the venue is the craziest part because we're there for like not long at all, and then it's like. $1 billion.
Yeah,
it's just crazy.
Your wedding with the food, right?
Yeah,
the
very good food.
Was it? What was it? Like a 3-course meal? It was like what? Yeah. Chicken or some shit.
Was it a plated?
Yeah, yeah. It was plated. They brought it out. To
okay,
you.
How much was that douche. Total per person?
Yeah, let's get into numbers.
Maybe like 80
per person.
I think so. I don't know. I'm throwing out a number.
It is true. I think ours is like literally like 150 a person, and it's
yeah, it's probably
and it's buffet.
Oh damn!
That's a scam. See, that's a fucking scam.
Well, that's the cheaper version. Buffet is the
yeah, but
sorry.
Still 150 per person.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
You've been a hometown buffet. Yeah,
sweet tomatoes coming yeah. back.
I'm like, where's Golden Corral? Let's get in some like metal dishes.
Are you doing a live band or are you the DJ?
This DJ.
Okay,
God
cool.
knows who.
And you have do not play songs on your.
I need to get on that.
Okay.
Controversial song that I actually think is a must play that most people have as a do not, and I'm curious on your guys' thoughts is that
not clip. Here we go.
What's it called? What's it called? Where it's like fire. It's about fire. Oh, fireball.
Oh yeah, Pitbull. Pitbull.
Yeah.
I know that one.
Yeah,
thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
that's a banger.
Yeah.
And people have that on their do not play.
Pitbull's
I'm like, that's on my play.
That's Pitbull, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Can you
maybe
do your
job?
Right,
I have a giant setup here. Yeah.
I believe there's a computer.
I don't know, bro. Anyway, what else?
Why do you have to do?
He's like, I wish there was some way that we could look that up. Anyways.
No, check your phone.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this part.
Okay, this isn't like you're walking out.
Oh, I don't think walking out. This is like when people are getting hammed on the dance.
Okay.
Yeah. You're not playing like Journey and shit, too, right? Are you?
Journey.
What's wrong with Journey?
Don't stop. Believe it.
I don't know about that
one.
Boys.
Hold on to that feeling.
When I can sing it as good as the singer does, yeah. I don't need to play it.
What's another wedding song that's always like...
There's the Cupid Shuffle one.
None of those dances, I don't think.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, just for me personally, I'd rather die.
Okay.
Yeah, because if it's a cha-cha slide, and it keeps singing.
Oh,
cha-cha
yes,
slide.
Cha-cha slide. Fuck, man.
Yeah. Fuck good or...
No, bad.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
I think for me, no. Maybe. We'll see. He'll play it, this man. I don't know who he is, but we'll see what he plays.
What is your fiance like? We tried to do a little searching on him, but he's got like 8 posts on his fucking Instagram.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
He's
he is locked down, that man.
Dude.
Yeah, he keeps... He
I haven't seen any posts with you. I was like, oh, she's engaged. I didn't even know.
He'll literally be like, yeah, I have 11 follow requests.
Whoa!
Like,
because
he has like... he has like 200 followers because his account is private. He keeps it all private. And I'm like, no one's like, you don't need to be so private. Like, it's not like, I'm not like, I'm Margot Robbie, dude.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I need to keep myself pretty private. I'm like, okay. But ever since I had anything going on the internet, he's like, I don't know who any of these people are requesting me. I'm like, yeah, that's probably, they just want to be in there. And he's like, well, I haven't accepted any of them. I'm like, okay.
Little gatekeeper guy.
Yeah, it's all spam bots.
He's like, yeah, I like to be pretty controlled about what I post. He has like,
you know, the
posts.
Porn bots. He's like, look, Elise, I'm not replying to them, all right?
Yeah. Just so you know, I'm saying no.
And they're asking for money? Yeah. I would never.
No.
They're sending me nudes, but I'm not opening them, all right? Yeah. It's just virus links.
His phone's bugging out.
Yeah. His phone is glitching. His phone's on fire. Like, I don't know.
I think you clicked one.
I think you
maybe.
Clicked one. It's just endless in the inbox. I need those to get out of my inbox.
There's so many.
Or it's the group chats, too,
There's like 50 of them.
And it's like, yeah, hello, you ain't see my tits? Every single one,
you're
every
like
single
foursome,
one.
Foursome, yeah. Like in sexual terms, like in a group DM. Like.
And then I'm always in the ones with Zach and I reply. And then,
oh, yeah, yeah, dude.
You forget that he said it. You're like, okay, I'm interested. What's your name?
I just see seen by Zach.
Yeah. I forgot he was in
all
the You're just hearting. Because you're married. You can just give it a double
tap. Yeah.
Give it a polite double tap. Let them know they're beautiful. Let them know you're beautiful.
I'm also
you're not
an influencer. Yep, I'm not. You know, stiff arm anymore.
No. You know, they need to be paid a living wage, and you're just trying to support that.
How did you guys meet?
We met on Hinge.com.
Wow.
Hinge. Woo, 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 woo,
another
woo.
Hinge.
Love Hinge. So wait, it's probably the best app, by the way.
Yeah.
Is your partner on Hinge? Or are you?
That's how we found each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
That seems to be this. It's like kind of depressing, but like I feel like it's cool because my wedding planner was even. Or the photographers, I don't know, one of these girls, I was like, she asked how we met. And I was like, oh, yeah, not that, you know, we met on Hinge, like whatever. And she was like, no, most couples now, like it's through an online thing. And we lived like 5 minutes from each other for a couple years. And it's so it's just kind of crazy. You just LA? Don't meet. Yeah.
Nice. You want to look into this camera? You can say Hinge.com sponsor.
Hinge.com. And that's going to cost you.
There you go. There's your
and sponsor her wedding. What the fuck?
They know that.
We saw you had a US Weekly article or someone like you. Someone wanted someone to sponsor your. That's a nice picture.
Oh, sorry. That's different press. That's so embarrassing. That's different press. That's different press. And Instagram, just so you know, that's my third press article. So just for verification. Yeah, that's my third press.
Oh, can't you pay for it now, though?
What'd you say?
You can pay for it now.
Yeah, I know, but like, I'm an honest woman.
Have you gotten any?
Unless I don't get it soon.
Have you got any sponsorships?
You know, I would say for The Bachelorette, that was what was very helpful because for my sisters, like they got a shit ton of the like gift bag stuff and everything for free. And I was like, that's sick because then like my sisters don't have to drop, you know, a bag for my 15 gals at this thing. So that was cool. And yeah, like there's little things in the, I'm doing like a bunch of stuff with Anthropology. They're like for all my like outfits and stuff.
Your Instagram link. Isn't it?
What is that?
Or is it TikTok link? You had like an Anthropology like in your bio link.
Oh, maybe I need.
I did a little researching and I just wanted to see. I was seeing what you were doing. What you're up to? I thought Anthropology link.
I thought you were gonna say the pussy bio thing.
She's like,
I don't know about that.
I'm sorry. I thought I saw it.
That, was one of the gals in your inbox.
My bad.
No, I'm doing like all my outfits and everything with them. Yeah. So that's been really great. That's been super fun. I mean, I love Anthro, and so it's been like cool to do that. But yeah, I posted like, I always see the people on the cover of People magazine. It's like couples have their whole wedding paid for by People. So I was like jokingly was like, if you guys want, I will give you access. Like I can do that for you. And I'm happy to. And
you start putting together like sponsorship packages. Yeah. All right. So for this rate, you could have full branding.
I was like, you guys can have. And I was like, first I was hesitant because like, you know, paparazzi and everything. But now I've come to terms and like, you can do my wedding and you would just have to like pay for everything. And they didn't pay for everything, but they did write it up, which means nothing.
Did you show them the link click ratio?
Yeah.
The engagement is skyrocketing.
You just gotta put a deck together. That's all you really need.
That's so true. I need to get on Google Slides.
Start shopping around.
Yeah.
Google Slides or something.
We also tried doing a lot of other research about you.
Wait, I'm obsessed with this like research paper.
A little Nardwar of us.
I love this.
You had just a lot of Bachelor pods that you went on with Nick Vial.
I love Nick Vial.
Is this like your not just if we missed the boat on the podcast world of is this like your first pod that you've like we haven't seen any like just convo pods?
This is there was a couple like little like gossip. I've been on like a lot of pop culture, you know, sitches.
Okay.
But this is like kind of just like shooting the shit is very fun.
Okay.
Because a lot of times I did fall into that Bachelor world or like pop culture world.
Yeah.
Because I think initially I would like post stuff about, you know, watching The Bachelor and everything. So then it quickly fell into that. But yeah.
Cut the Bachelor segment.
So guys, get it out.
But an honest cuttable part is your last name was different on some of the pods. If you want to cut those, you can. But.
No. My actual full name is Elise Patton Guilfoyle, but now I'm just going by Elise Patton because I guess it sells better. Oh. So,
those clues.
What sells better? We don't know yet.
Yeah.
But that's what they tell me to do. So it's very, you know, it's actually so embarrassing. Is like people thought I was like so excited for the I am so excited for the wedding, but they were like, you already like they thought I changed my last name early on socials, and I was like, no, that's just my middle name. But.
Just for brand.
Yeah.
Are you gonna change your last name?
It'll be like legally, Eric's last name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, on Instagram.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
That might fuck up the verification.
I know it's gonna be. Oh, it'll be a nightmare. And if it does fuck it up, I'll take it back. So yeah, verification. No, I'm just kidding. So, you're not true.
But going back into the pop culture world,
yeah.
Did you watch The Bachelor?
I did. Did you? Are you guys?
Okay, just before you go off the end here, we're like 20% knowledgeable of.
And you don't need to be.
Okay.
Yeah, it was you. I get the feeling. Do you watch?
I watched a little bit. Through my girlfriend, I watched a little bit.
Okay. How much?
Put your hand on the Bible.
Yeah, yeah. And I
watched a little. Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched them. Yeah. I watched a little bit, yeah.
The white girl one.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a, yeah. It's the classic formula.
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
The girl
yeah,
and then
yeah.
the white guy.
White guy
and
meets
then, yeah.
white girl and they
yeah.
win.
Yeah, and they win.
And they win.
And they win. That's right. Oh,
and
yes.
They always
and that
America,
is,
baby.
They always
and that's
win.
America.
They always win.
And it's amazing.
Thank God.
No, I actually thought a fantastic season. I did get off the past like two seasons. I just like, I don't know, wasn't drawn in. Old people, Golden Bachelor, no thanks.
Oh,
I didn't like the goal. The guy was crying too much.
You know, I think he's just lived a long life and is in touch with his emotions, but I also felt he was crying too much.
He was crying away. I was like, it's very, yeah.
Stopping the blood.
Yeah.
He seems like an angel.
He's like a very sweet old man, but I don't want to just cry. Everything yeah. you're crying, brother.
I always felt bad. They kept showing with the ear pierced, or the, not ear pierced, the fucking hearing aid. Yeah.
It was a lot.
Yeah, that is.
I'm so happy for them, but yeah.
Did you see, like, they planted in some of the contestants from the Golden Bachelor into the audience?
I did see that.
And my wife was saying that it was definitely to try and up for like a season two of.
Oh,
sure, yeah.
I did see that. I loved that, like, the girls had to talk to one of the Golden Bachelor ladies
yes.
when they were getting close to proposal time.
Super fun.
And I love how they like didn't know them yeah. and they would just sit down. They're like, is this you? Okay, you I'm talking to? And then. And
the
then
old
I
woman is like
you're old
hot,
yeah. you're old and you're in Cabo but you're old, what's going on?
You're in a one piece bathing suit
yeah. And then like after, I remember one of them, I forget who it was, like told Joey later, she was like, I talked to all the other ones knew the names, like they did it good, they were like, I talked to Teresa, and she was like, I talked to that bachelor lady, that's literally what she called her on the show. Oh, the Golden Bachelor lady. And I was like, oh my god.
Well, it seems like there's like a community behind all the old bachelors and bachelorettes. Like, yeah. Seems like Survivor low-key a little bit. Yeah.
Totally. You really can make a career out of it now. You yeah. can like go on and then sell like hair stuff.
Merch. Did you see the link for the new contestants coming out?
No, but I can't wait. Oh, it's out.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, they do this shit so quick.
Yeah. What do you?
That's
just,
him.
No, we just got. Let's just walk through and be nice.
Oh, these are her suitors. The yes. new bachelor.
What's her name? That's the new bachelor.
Jenna.
Jen.
Oh, let's see.
Are you guys gonna watch the season?
Okay, so I thought
Jen Tran.
I thought she was the best.
Are you serious?
Whoa!
I didn't.
Again, hey, 20% knowledgeable.
When they called her name, I literally said, "Who?"
Oh, I liked her.
Because there was like three other girls that were like more like stars that people wanted that said no. And then they picked her, which is like, I do think she seems lovely.
Who's the girl that said the
yeah, so
the
Maria,
Seinfeld
going back
shit.
To what you were saying about, wait, what?
Have you seen the Seinfeld videos where they like pair her with with Jerry Seinfeld, that she looks like Jerry Seinfeld?
What?
Wait, oh, Maria?
Yeah.
Don't ruin Maria okay, like that sorry. For me.
You are a I'm fan of the show. You're a student of the show.
I like Waleed watched through my fiance and, I was hooked on Maria. I was really rooting for her.
Oh, yeah, she's so hot.
But, and she was just really fun. Like, she's kind of, she broke from the norm of, I think, a usual contestant mm-hmm. on that show. But
I don't know if you're saying her, right? She should
yeah,
be
yeah. yeah. But like you were just saying yeah. earlier, do you think she turned it down because you can just make an influence career out of it without having really, you don't need to do a
I
second
she
season
was
of the show.
Dating the producer now.
Is she?
How do you have so much fucking knowledge of this?
I love that every man in this room has barely seen the show.
Like, yeah. I laid it out. We were 20%.
They've barely seen it.
Spread it out.
Kenny's over here like, I really feel like at the end of the day, she really just strayed from the norm of what the usual contestant is. And
our comment section
and
is
not
like,
that I not that I've seen the show ever before, but I do feel like she brought a fresh new perspective to the show that actually I'm seen before. I'm like, first season, huh? Yeah.
Our commenters are gonna be like, these guys truthfully have never talked about The Bachelor ever, like in our fucking past episodes. But what's the least?
I don't like watch that shit. I like watch like fucking Marvel. I like Marvel.
Me
movies.
Again, I watch through my fiance.
Yeah. The Dodgers game.
Yeah. You guys see the Iron Man?
Yeah, I can't find anything about her dating the producer, but Nick Fiel was saying that, I guess on his podcast, that she couldn't be the next bachelorette due to unforeseen circumstances. So I don't know.
Wishing her well. Circumstances. Wishing her well.
So who did you think the winner was? Justifiable winner, or like?
Oh yeah, I loved Kelsey. I saw it from the beginning, and it was cool how, like, I don't think that's ever happened before where the other girl knew that he wasn't picking her and went. I don't know if you guys saw that, but she went and was basically like, "I'm gonna stop you right there. I know it's not me."
Do you see this SUV thing where they had them both in the same car?
A nightmare.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
They rode up together.
Yeah, they never do that, by the way. They always have them in separate cars.
Because why would you want to be like with someone and they were like holding hands? That show is so incestuous.
I was so proud of you. Sorry.
No, this is incredible.
No, I watched like
I'm really proud of them.
I saw it.
I watched the clip on TikTok or some shit like that.
It was so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird to see I think it was Maria who was like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? It's really weird that you like make out with us on the same day. And then he had to give like the canned response of like, seems like your heart's not really in the journey.
Yeah.
We're going to have to talk about this. Nah, and she's fucker, like, wait, no, fucker. I just don't like that you're making out with other chicks.
I agree. Why are you making out with everybody?
Yeah, and then I'm at home like, no, this is fucking weird. Why are you making out with everybody?
You're breaking the fourth wall
on this show. Everyone knows that we fuck.
They really suck you into it being normal, but he'll be so heartfelt and like in it with someone and they're like talking to him about how like their mom has cancer and they like then make out, which odd. And then... And then he leaves and like sees a new girl and kisses her like as she walks in. And I'm like, this is so weird. And yeah, Maria said that. And she's like, I just feel weird about you kissing people. And he's like, I'm a little worried about Maria. And I'm like, what is going on?
She's not committed to the journey.
Yeah, it's giving cult. It's giving cult. It's giving groundlings.
The families that were like, I remember the family episode. I remember the Filipino family. That dad seemed like he actually like would legit kick his ass.
Yeah. I always wonder like what my family, if they brought cameras into my home and they sit down, they're like, hey, Kelsey, can we go talk to you for a second? And it's the sister saying that. They're like, can we go talk? And then like my dad sitting down with this man.
With cameras in front of him?
They meet for 10 minutes and he's like, I'd like to ask permission to marry your daughter. And it's like, and how heartfelt they will be. Like the dads will literally be like, all I'll say is you need to be vulnerable at the end of it. He's like talking to this man he does not know. Yeah. And like my parents would not have these like eloquent responses.
Yeah. He goes to the dad and starts making out with him too.
Yeah. He's like,
here's a little taste.
Yeah.
Dad's like, I don't know why we're all making out on this fucking.
But the second the cameras are on, he's like, I'm kind of into it. I don't know.
The mom.
It's so crazy.
The guy would have to go to separate houses for me, Bay Area, then fly down to my dad. Yeah. In LA, divorce life.
You would be the problem family. There's always one where they're like, I hate to say it, but my parents are no longer together.
But and I would get the heartfelt story.
You would, yeah.
Yeah.
So you get bumped up. You get a couple rounds in, for sure.
And then I would get the rose. Home. I would get the sad rose, like the pity rose.
Yeah, the pity rose.
Yeah, oh, divorced. Oh, not the traditional family guy.
Yeah.
I'm glad they don't film the way that we do it.
For Middle Eastern?
For bad people, it's so weird.
What would your bachelor like episode be?
We're all gonna go to the mosque, and then we're all gonna after that we're gonna go hang out with my grandma for a day.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Then my grandma goes a big lecture, and then we go back, and then some priest comes, and then gives us candy or something.
It's always funny.
The priest comes and gives you candy.
Or like so we have to sign a contract,
and then
you have to pay.
And
money.
There's a contract.
Yeah, you have to pay money to the girl or the girl's family. And it's usually like a lot, like $25,000. You're basically buying a bride.
I'd like to see those tradition. I'd like to see people have traditional experiences.
It's funny too.
Is Tom Cruise there?
Yeah. I don't want to get too like religious, but it's funny because like seeing the mullah, right? The imam like kind of be progressive nowadays, right? Because usually in the Quran, it's usually like the guy's number one, right? Mm-hmm. And then the wife has to serve the guy, whatever, right? Yeah. And so he's like trying to, when my sister did it, he's like trying to explain it to my sister. He's like, yeah, so like here, the guy's number one, but like, you know, you're important too. Like, but just a little bit, guy is
hired.
Yeah.
A little bit. He's trying to be so progressive, like so sweet of him. But yeah, it's awkward.
Yeah, just a little bit less.
Yeah.
That's kind of what the priest said to us too when we had to do the sit down. He was like, just so you know, I just had to sit there and be like, no, that sounds amazing. No, I think that's right. Yeah, no. And they're like, yeah, at the end of the day, like it's, they're like, you're, you know, you, he leads. And I go, oh. Yeah.
Tell me something I don't know.
And you're also amazing. The DJ?
Yeah. I was like, this is incredible because he doesn't know what color the wedding is. So people, I was like on wedding calls and they were like, hey, this is a true story. Like, I'm on this call. I forget what this was for. And they're like, Elise, just so you know, like, Eric could be on the calls too. And I was like, oh my God. Like, it hadn't even dawned on me. Like, it hadn't even crossed. I was like, oh, the groom. Of course. Like, I hadn't even, I was like, oh my God. But then, like,
he's still in the trunk of your car?
Like, no, literally.
Oh God.
And it's not even that, like, I mean, he would be great at it, but it was like, I'm taking these all, like, during the day. He, like, has a real job. And I was just like, oh, like, he doesn't need to know, like, what fork we're picking. Like, this is insane stuff. Yeah. I was like, you plan the after party and the honeymoon. And that's, yeah. Yeah, that's
wow,
great.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
He was on every call.
Oh, that good. Yeah. Okay. Well, fucking congrats.
It was funny.
No, that's really, that is really cool.
It was funny, the Zoom, like, links and stuff. She was, like, front and center, and I was just, like, I was just, like, off to the side.
They're like, who's that? I think there's a stranger in your house.
Turn around.
Wait, Grace, can you, like, set up my camera? Like, just, like, I was just like this, just, like, the whole time. Just, yeah, that's great. Wait, what was that link that's, like, on the oh, nice. Yeah,
and
I
like
that
yeah,
fork.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
That fork is good.
Thank you for pretending to take notes.
The notes.
Last episode, Kenny's Corner was absolute disaster.
Yeah.
We have a segment.
Yeah. Can you explain what Kenny's Corner is?
These guys are nice enough to give me a little airtime at the end of each episode. Okay?
Very end. Yeah. And you know, people stay the whole time for Kenny's Corner.
Most people have left this episode. Thank you. Most people have left the episode about 40 minutes ago.
Okay.
But this is my time to show you things that I think are interesting. Now, last episode, I had two tweets. One was a broken link, no longer active. It was deleted.
Yeah. That's interesting to me, by the way.
And then the second one was 7-Eleven unveiled hot dog water that was sparkling.
That's upsetting.
And we're all laughing at that.
What was the date of that?
So that actually came out on April 1st. So,
believed it. Yeah,
and I believed it until I read the follow up tweet that was like, "This is not real."
On camera, real time.
Oh, so you actually didn't know that it was fake.
No. I don't do the research that Zach does. I
did you guys get anyone on April Fools?
I did. I'm over the April Fools.
Oh, I'm obsessed. And this year I was busy that day, and I love pranks.
Yeah.
Did you get anyone?
No, I used to like last couple of years, but I would do it like a week before.
Well, you ate during Ramadan, and you're like, just kidding.
April Fools. Yeah.
Just so you could eat.
Yeah.
You get the nutrients.
I'm joking. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Elise, who did you get?
You know, I was like that. I was really sad because normally I'm very big into April Fool. I'll do like saran wrap the toilet. Like I'll do it all.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And I am 14.
Got
it. Yeah. So I'm 14 and 15 next month. Woo. And I was like so upset because it was the middle of the day. I was like, fuck, I haven't gotten anyone. I like was with a girlfriend and I was like, by the way, Taylor Swift's at Figaro, which is like the cafe near me. And she was like, oh my God, no way. And I was like, it's April Fool's. It was like so sad.
Oh,
I was like, oh my God, this is a nightmare. Yeah. Like I didn't have anything to do. I just had like forgotten. But I love seeing the different things. I love all the brands doing stuff. I saw like Peloton did like they were going to introduce break dancing. That was like, and I thought that would be, it's so on brand for Peloton to like do something like that. Yeah, yeah. But that was a joke. I thought that was funny. I love seeing what people do.
Brands are good. I like the brand ones.
I had a lot of fun when I was doing April Fool's at my old job.
Oh yeah?
I did a thing where... Yeah, we did.
What was your old job?
Market, Chinatown Market.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We did a thing where we were like, hey, free t-shirts, but we did it like, it was $1 t-shirts. And we did it like a week before. And we were totally believable. Like, we bought too many units. We're selling everything for $1, blah, blah, blah. And then we just sent them like really tiny,
tiny t-shirts
with arcs on them. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
But they didn't pay too much for the joke, right?
No, it was $1.
Yeah.
And you get like a funny thing.
Yeah.
I love a good prank.
Here's Peloton's breakdancing. Oh, that's
so
a picture.
This is a his source.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. So they did a whole story breakdown of it.
Yeah.
There was a fucked up one I saw. This guy faked his death a week before April Fool's. And he was like a brand owner or whatever. Faked his death. His wife is like, oh my God, we have to get rid of all the inventory of the clothes. Sold $1 million worth of clothes, whatever, right? And then like April Fool's, hey guys, I'm back, blah, blah, blah. Like, and then like, he did a good thing. He donated a good chunk of the money to colon cancer.
Okay. Yeah, to but save was, face.
Yeah,
that is crazy. Insane.
It was like the most boldest thing I've ever seen anyone fake your own death.
A week before. That's what you missed the boat on that.
Yeah. I know. I should have done
next
that.
Next year, at least.
Yeah. It would have made headlines if I fake my own death. Like, everyone would be talking about it. People Magazine would be talking about it. Yeah. They would pay for my wedding.
And then you get the Instagram verification after.
No, that's so true. Because I think I need to get to like 4 or 5.
The engagement would
such
be
a good point. Such a good point. No, me on this podcast will get me another press article for sure. No, yeah. I know though. That was the deal we had coming in, right?
Yeah.
But finish up, please. Can
you
sure.
Yeah,
please.
We have time for one. So let's do, I'll do this one. And so this is going around this week. Please be. Thank you. All right, the link works.
Have you seen this?
This is going around this week. This is real. Okay, this is a guy.
Okay, I'm scared.
That is
good.
Just
please
eating
be scared.
Dinner with his girlfriend.
Okay.
Is the sound working?
Yes. Yeah.
Who has the best girlfriend ever?
I do.
Who just bought you all this stuff?
She did.
And all the stuff?
This is how you're and Eric's first date went on Hinge, right?
All of it, and I'm about to eat this, and then we're going to chow on that.
Chow.
So, happy Easter.
Yeah. But we're not eating at all. Just know that, because we got to save some.
Yeah.
You know? Budget cuts, you know?
Happy
save, you know? So we're going to stuff this stuff down.
No.
Because Boo deserved it, you know? Even though we get in our arguments sometimes, I still love you, okay?
I love you, too.
Yeah.
I love you, too, baby.
Yeah, you better.
Love you, too, baby.
So I just spent some money on you, yeah?
Vibe.
Please make it stop.
Yeah. It should have ended like 15 seconds ago.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
Where is this man trapped?
So I did like further research. The account. It was posted on the girlfriend's account. I tried to search up the TikTok of her. It was taken down because people reported that he was like being kidnapped.
He was needing help.
Yeah. And TikTok legitimately took down. And then her account. And then I found this link and they fucking like documentary styled him. Like they fucking had a voice. Like,
imagine they're just literally in a relationship.
Yeah.
And that would be a wake up call. It's like your video makes people think you are literally in a hostage situation. Yeah. And he's like, I feel like I should break up with Marissa because that's insane. And also he seems like he's on some heavy sedatives.
Yeah.
Which I would need the names of. Let's just
let's hit
just K hold.
Like, the fucking TikTok dinner. Thinks he's kidnapped and being held.
The music, of course.
I think when he makes that face too, it doesn't help.
Who has the best girlfriend ever?
I do.
Like, imagine it's a real video.
She did.
After she posted this clip on Easter, it went viral.
Is he okay?
Everyone in the comment section worried about him, but the video got taken down.
But we're not eating at all. Just
the music.
Budget cuts, you know?
He goes,
save.
She responded to all the comments and said he's fine and they will be getting married soon.
Actually, no, he doesn't. He does not have his hands shackled. He's
I didn't see this.
Fine. How about y'all just keep your freaking opinions and your comments to your goddamn self?
That's why I always say.
Because it's actually harmful and very rude that you're sitting here talking
with almost everyone convinced that he's
as we're doing it
as well because of his body language and the way he was blinking his eyes. But what do you
no,
think about
the
this?
We don't need it spelled out to us. They're like the way he was blinking and the way he was yeah, we all saw.
Yeah, we all saw. But apparently I saw on his account he's like way smiley and happy.
Yeah.
And it's like reverse or whatever.
It was like he had like I saw three videos.
Yeah.
But I don't know if his account's still up.
I hope he's just really high and was like in a really weird mood.
I hope their relationship is just completely normal. They're just awkward as fuck on camera.
And that poor gal filming from down here.
Yeah.
You're freaking opinion share goddamn stuff.
Yeah, I hope they should sponsor their wedding. If anyone should get their wedding sponsored, sorry.
Not.
I don't know about
I
that.
I think they should have their that. Wedding sponsored, yeah.
Damn, well, this is exciting. Kenny's Corner is alive and well. And next
we were
up,
laughing, dude.
We have
that was really good.
That was great. That one went well, right?
I'm
well,
so excited about this.
Here we have our first look at Christian Bale as Frank, Frankenstein's monster. And he's got like some Joker tats, it looks like, and maybe a big, cranium stitching job here on
the
forehead.
Is this like a Gen Z version of Frankenstein? He just looks like
Who's the Blink-182 guy? Drummer.
Oh,
Travis.
Travis
he looks like yeah. Travis yeah. Parker.
If this might not be some Euphoria shit where they're just fucking the whole time.
They're just all making.
No American Horror Story on.
Yeah.
It looks like Euphoria, but he's just like, I'm Frankenstein.
I still do the voice. Shot so beautifully.
It sounds like a kid's cartoon.
They just throw Sydney Sweeney in there.
Yeah, just for views.
Yeah. God, that looks really.
Wait, what's more about that?
That picture like did
movie
to me.
Coming out.
I think so. That's like a teaser first look at this movie. I don't know who's making it.
They're doing Frankenstein. We're out of that many ideas. We can't come up with anything else.
I guess not. Well, Christian Bale. Someone pointed out, you know, he's had like crazy weight fluctuations throughout all of his roles, and so this
one, I forgot about that.
He probably had to lose a lot of weight again for this one. So, because he did what the Fighter, right, where he was like 130 pounds.
Yeah,
I think it was the Fighter, and then he got jacked for Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Then he crashed back down to like fit, you know, whatever. He really commits to his craft.
Is Frankenstein supposed to be really like frail, like almost like a skeleton?
Or? Oh, maybe it's the opposite. Maybe he's supposed to be bulked up again. Let's take a look at he's kind of in a jacket, so let's see. I can't tell.
Just that GQ model pose.
I know. That's what makes it like.
Oh. My dream is to have one of those jobs where they're like, you have to gain 50 pounds. Like, hell yeah, let's go.
Yeah, shit.
If I have to.
All right. And then last up, this is just a fun little one here.
This is called really good sauce.
So delicious with Tzatzikai.
And that's it.
Tzatzikai.
These are like the kind of people you probably ran into in Nashville, like at your bachelorette.
Would you say these are the people?
Yeah, the white people.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they might have also been my friends who were there as well.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
it's really scary. They're like, hi, can I have these? The highest pitch voice you've ever heard. We're like, hi, can we split the check 15 ways?
And lastly, in Kenny's Corner, we have this clip that was going around last night. This is like my favorite thing. This is someone stealing a package, and you don't know who's stealing the package until you see the clip here, okay? Just see if you can figure out who's
stealing the package.
No, it's
the trash bag. Oh,
whoa! Thanks, Waleed. I thought you legit did it. I was like, dude.
The moving item? Yeah. Have you seen the one where he's hiding under a cone?
I always wonder, like, all that work and, like, you don't know what the pack... It could be, like, little hangers for hats in someone's room. Like, I just... That's what I just had to...
I think you just hope it's an iPhone.
Yes.
You just hope...
You posted a video yesterday of, like, Billy on some shoulders with a huge coat.
Yes, yeah. That was the vibe. No, 100%. I always think that, though, like, I get really boring Amazon packages and you do all that work to, like, steal, like, I don't know.
It's little, like batteries.
Yeah, batteries.
Yeah.
A different remote control or something. So sad.
Well, Kenny's Corner was a success.
Hey, great job, Kenny.
Mostly
job, Kenny.
Successful this time. Thank you for coming into my corner for a second.
Yeah.
And thanks for participating.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anytime.
And Elise, I feel the magic.
Thank you for being here today.
Oh gosh,
appreciate
you
so much.
Just flew on by.
Yeah. This was a great
episode. We should make you a t-shirt for Kenny's Corner where it's like, I got cornered at Kenny. Yeah.
I had to go into Kenny's Corner.
And I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm
a lot
sorry,
of lawsuits
yeah.
coming
yeah,
my
I
way for that one.
And another plug for Elise is you are going to be somewhere in May. Am I right?
Yes. I start Sunday Company at the Groundlings in May. So I'm there every single Sunday night. Come see a show. It's a new sketch show every week.
Hell yeah. Is it you plus other people?
It's me and there's like 13 of us, the Sunday Company crew there. So yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Just curious.
Mm-hmm.
If you bomb on an improv, do you...
Oh, this is all sketch, not...
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh, thank God. No, that would be exhausting, improv every Sunday, like with the chance of being just horrific.
Yeah. I was just like leaving that day just like with that bitter taste in your mouth.
It's just a nightmare.
Going back up again, props to you, but I'm sure you never bombed before. Yeah,
I don't have.
No, there's no way.
At least Patton Grin Foil? What the fuck is your last name? Grin
Foil.
It's fine. I see.
Exactly. At least Patton. Okay, the first name is a nightmare and it's spelled crazy. It's like a new written sketch show every week.
Got it. Yeah. Nice. Well, that's gonna be fun.
Awesome.
Me out.
Any other plugs you wish to do? Instagram, TikTok.
I'm just. It's Elise Patton on everything. It's ITSEILISEPATTON on everything.
Nice. And any little tidbits you want to do for maybe a future sketch that's coming out? Do you have any Friday beers like another Gibby?
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm in the I've got There's a little maybe YouTube that's coming soon. Think when Marriage Story meets, like, it's Marriage Story, but a babysitter's just in the home having to be like, wait, are you guys okay? Kind of thing. So that's one we have coming soon, and a couple others. So yeah, just stay tuned.
Nice.
All right, we're all invited to the wedding.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So cheap. Yeah, 100%.
We'll fly to Virginia. Yeah. But congrats, Elise, on getting married.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. It's so fun.
Thank you very much. Please like, comment, subscribe to our new channel, and peace and blessings.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.